Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to Movie Geeks United tonight. Tonight, for the first time since, I believe, October of last year, we're doing another Name That Film Score show. Everyone's favorite game.
It is.
Really.
It is.
I mean, what else is there?
Game. What else are you going
to do? A listener wrote me and said, I like to call these shows What's the Score? And I was like, man, why did I think of that?
That's really good. That's good. I like that. Yeah.
What's the score? You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that has connotations beyond film scoring too.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So you could say Elizabeth Taylor's second husband, and that could also play into the game. What's the score?
Right.
Anyway, we got some great scores lined up for you guys tonight. Feel free to play along in the chat room. It's a lot of fun. We're starting out with our two terrific contestants, our two great friends, and they've been really busy since October, so
mm-hmm.
we can't wait to get an update on them. First of all, before I bring them on, I gave you the list of scores, Jerry, because normally
right.
you're surprised by what is being played during these shows, but I gave you the full list in case you need to take over the switchboard.
Right, right.
What do you think? Level of difficulty? What do you think of the choices?
I think it's difficult. Because while I know the movies and stuff, the scores, some of the scores, you know, aren't, you know, you don't, how should I say it, they don't stand out immediately. But I've been surprised in the past that there are two experts here that some of the things that you would think are give-me's, or at least I was kind of surprised it took them a while or they didn't get it. So I've always found this to be a really interesting experiment to see what people know and everything.
Yeah. And on that vote of confidence...
No, I mean, I've been fascinated, I mean, because, I mean, there's stuff I would never get, and boom, they get it. And then there's stuff you think, oh, and it's like, wow, I mean, you know.
You know what? I would love to play this game, and I guarantee you that I would fail miserably.
Oh, I'd just blow it completely.
It would consist completely of me saying, oh, gosh, I know this. I can see the images in my head, and I can't place it. I mean, that's what it would be for me. Let's bring on our two contestants tonight, Amin Mataka and Austin Wintory. Let's bring them on. I have their phone lines here. Gentlemen, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
It has been way too long. It's very, it's not good that it makes me nostalgic hearing your voices, but it nonetheless makes me nostalgic, so very happy to be here.
Hearing you say that, man, it makes me feel older, you know? I mean,
doesn't it?
About 10 months older than when we last were in the arena.
When was our last contest?
I think it was October.
It was October,
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before
yes,
you
it
shot
was.
United.
It was. Wow,
yeah.
Before I went to Jordan, yeah, that's right.
Feels like a homecoming. So
yeah.
In the 10 or so minutes we have before we start our two epic rounds, let's get an update from you guys. Amin, you have just shot a new movie, so tell me about it.
Yes, I filmed a movie I directed a movie for Disney in the Middle East, in Jordan. It was a movie that was, it's called The United, and it's the first time that an American studio makes an Arabic language movie. It's going to be a Touchstone release, but it's basically an Arab language movie about soccer, about a team of you know, in the tradition of the Mighty Ducks and Remember the Titans and those kinds of Disney
mm-hmm.
movies. It's an Arabic language soccer movie about a team of dysfunctional multinational, like multi-Arab national players coming together. Yeah, pan-Arab group of players coming together to overcome their personal differences to play a game against France in order to secure financing for this half-built academy. And it's real fun, action, comedy, all the good stuff. It's going to be released in early 2012. We finished the movie in the Middle East and in Europe. Hopefully it'll get a DVD and some kind of other ancillary release in the U.S. as well.
So it's called The United. It has an IMDb page, so our listeners can find out more information on it there.
Right.
How did it feel to be back in the director's chair again? I mean, talk about homecoming. Did it feel like returning home for you?
It was awesome. It was really fun. This was a much more ambitious movie in the scope of a lot of action, choreography. We cast kids or players. They're like 19-year-old players from across the Middle East. We shot during the revolution in Egypt, and we got a big Egyptian legendary actor to play the coach from Egypt. And so it was a very crazy time to be shooting a movie in the Middle East. We shot in Jordan, but we traveled down to Egypt to get our cast, and nobody had any idea that this would turn into such a crazy time for the Middle East with Egypt and Tunisia. And
did you feel like the kind of the spirit of that revolution somehow infused itself into your movie?
Well, definitely, because the movie is about unity and positive role models and the youth kind of the youth taking charge, you know, and looking forward. And that's the theme of the movie, despite the fact that the movie was written 2 years ago and had gone through many rewrites. But the parallels between the theme of the movie and real life are incredible. So I'm really excited to see it come out in the Middle East and to have young viewers see themselves in a new light, in a kind of a very fresh type of movie. There's never been anything like this before.
Well,
so,
we're going to do
and
more.
It felt great. Go ahead.
We're going to do more Name That Film Score shows, but you are also going to come back on and promote your film when it comes out, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's probably not going to have a U.S. theatrical, although there was talk about it at one point. But realistically, it seems like it's going to be, Europe and the Middle East, just because it's an Arab language movie about soccer, both not strong theatrical.
Stacking the deck there on American pastimes.
No, we get emails from Egypt, and we get emails from Jerusalem and like all everywhere people listen to us, surprisingly.
Well, if it becomes a huge hit over there, then maybe we'll either way I'm here to play the game and promote and do all that good stuff. So
thank you, buddy. We love you guys. We really do. I mean, I'm just like giddy like a schoolboy. That sounds incredibly gay. I'm sorry, but when you guys come on.
you don't need to worry. I always end up feeling like a giddy schoolgirl. So,
so Austin, big stuff that's been going on with you and your work. A Little Help, like a major motion picture. Jenna Fischer, Chris O'Donnell, that was released last month, and to your score. That's exciting.
Thank you. It was a kind of like a mean saying that. Somehow they sort of foretold the Arab Spring in a script written 2 years ago. It's always funny that the huge time delay, because the score to A Little Help I wrote like well over a year and a half ago. In fact, I started working on it in a very sort of basic early way 2 years ago, and then we kind of dabbled on it, you know, as they cut it and whatever over about a 3 or 4 month period, and then really hit it hard in like December 2009. So it's always fascinating. It's the same on most movies. It was the same on Captain Abdulrahad and Grace and just about everything else that's been able to make its way out into the world and be seen by people, where you score it, and, you know, there's all these great, like, emotions and this wonderful camaraderie with the filmmakers and all that. And then, you know, it sort of drifts a little bit. I mean, not with Amin, but with, you know, most people who you work with, you kind of have your, it's not like a parting of ways, but there's sort of that separation. And then, a year later, you're all back together again as if no time has passed with the actual release and the promotion and the press and all that. And
yeah.
So this one I was particularly thrilled to do all that, though, because I just loved this movie to death. It was one of those kind of perfect experiences, like the kind I just am so eternally grateful for. And, you know, which is the same with Abu Red, and I'm getting all that out of the way now before my love turns to bloodlust. But one of those situations where you are able to write music that you want to write, and with a director whose instincts you trust, and so you get notes, and you actually, you know, you get feedback and revision notes and things like that. But there are always things that you believe in, and you know, there's like an actual sort of respect there, but also just as a, you know, like the film goer side of my brain just watches the movie and says, I just love this movie. I would be just as happy this movie exists if I just walked into a theater and paid $10 to go see it.
Yeah.
And that's just always such the dream scenario, where you're working on something where you just relish every single moment. I mean, I'm a firm believer in making sure I feel that way all the time, because I mean, this is, you know, obviously this is my dream job I wanted to have my whole life. So every day that I get to do it, I want to make sure I never, ever, ever lose that, you know, like, don't ever take it for granted. But movies like this really, really help with that, because I'm just sitting there, like, and this was fun because I got to be so thoroughly involved. I mean, I got to go visit the set while they were shooting, and then be involved in the other aspects of post. Like, I went to Jenna Fisher's ADR session, which was so amazing. Because I don't know if you've ever witnessed that, but ADR is normally like pulling teeth. It's not a fun part of the process, and actors hate it because usually either you have to do it and it's just like a technical necessity that's sort of, you don't like it, but you know you got to do it. Because, you know, like, you know, if it's a big action film, they're not going to be recording the lines of dialogue during the huge on-set explosions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they get's not usable, but the worst is when you have to do ADR because the on-set sound guy screwed up, and so we got to get clean readings of these lines, and the actors hate it because it's like a year later and now they have to get in character and they're in a studio with like sound insulation foam all around them, and they somehow have to get into that place that they were in the middle of shooting. So 80-yard lines like always ruin the scene. And
yeah,
Jenna was amazing because she kicked the shit out of it. I mean, she consistently elevated her performance through it, and her performance on set was terrific. It was, ADR is not supposed to be inspiring. It's almost like illegal that it would actually be this amazing thing to behold, because it's so contrary to how it goes most of the time. But it was amazing.
ADR is my favorite part of filmmaking.
I know. It's so true. You, like we always say, you hurry up and make the movie so you can rush to ADR. But it's, you know, so it was really cool. It was just a joy. It was just a joy to work on in every way.
Jerry, my switchboard has disappeared. Can you bring it up?
Yeah, let me go up.
All right, I'm sorry,
it's,
man.
It disappeared.
It's reloading or rebooting or something. If it comes back up, I'll take over. But it's not coming back up so far. Well, that's exciting. And people in the chat room, Nicholas Vargo especially, who will be playing the bonus round at the end of tonight's show, is in the chat room bragging about a little help. He loved the movie.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
I'm
glad people saw it.
But you guys are restricted from seeing the chat room. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I've never actually even...
I don't even know where it's...
You always say that, and I always kind of shrug, like, well, okay. I've never actually looked into that before. You are...
Yeah, you ever actually listened to the show?
I mean, I've never listened to it live. I've you know, bookmarked links, but I've never actually streamed it because I never... It's the same reason why I don't ever watch live TV. I never know what time of day it is.
I was just being a smart aleck. I'm kidding. Jerry, do you have it up?
Yeah, I do have it up, yes.
Okay. I can't get it up, but Jerry can, so he will run
that, the switch. That's so horrible, the way you... I mean, Yes, guys. Yeah, we're an 80s gay porn.
This is a very private therapy session we're about to have.
Oh, my God, I tell you.
All right.
Do you have any Cialis on you? Yeah.
So, you know, I get a lot of emails for free online drugstores.
One of these days,
I'm going to take a look at that, and I can help you out if you need.
Oh, I've got my I've got my connections.
All right.
Okay. So let me review.
Jerry, I'm guessing.
Now that the show
I
has,
guess. I don't. I, this is news to me.
You're getting
now
odd,
that the show
man.
Has gone completely downhill. Let me explain the rules to our listening audience that can play along in the chat room. We have two rounds with Amin and Austin, 20 scores each. If they name the film, they get 1 point. If they name the composer, they get another point. Any point that they miss, the opponent can steal.
Was it always 20?
20, yeah, 10 each, yeah.
Oh, so is it 20 each or 20 total?
10 questions 20, each, 20 points.
Okay.
And then there's
something about
20.
The way you said that. I thought, oh man, we got like 4 hours set up ahead of us here.
Oh God, no!
I'm sorry, guys.
I just got to make sure I go grab a coffee. But let's do it one way or the other. I trust you. We will go off the ends of the earth.
I only ask that you refrain from calling out your answer until the film clip is completely ended, to give our chat roomers and listening audience a time to play along. Okay.
I'll just have to also just kind of preface by saying that I'm jet lagged as I arrived from London late last night. So I am
at
a handicap.
Slightly balance the odds.
Just in case
you only win
video.
By a margin of 15 points, we'll know why. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, this is so much fun. All right, we start out very easy, as you guys know from previous experiences here. And Austin, you will go first this evening. Jerry, if you want to play Austin's first selection. Remember, do not name the score until after the clip is ended.
You say that with an air of a parent who has had to explain this many times before.
Okay, are we ready? Are we ready
go
to
ahead,
go?
Man. Yeah,
let's
ready?
Do it.
Okay,
do it.
Here we go.
Thanks, Jamie. That's really fair.
I hope this is setting a precedent for the evening. That's really very funny, and what a very cute little move to lower my guard and then let it all come tumbling down around me.
So who is it?
So it feels very weird to say.
Oh, God, do we have to get that Alzheimer's drug from Rise of the Planet of the Apes or something for you?
Well, that's fine, because if it just holds in there long enough for the duration, like, you know, in the movie, you know, it's kind of got a time limit, so it's sort of the Algernon drug.
That's right.
But in any case, that was my own music, so I'm a little help.
What's the name of the composer?
The name of the composer is
the composer.
Michael Whitehorn, the film's director.
If you got this wrong, man, then you really are rusty.
What would have been the most awful, cruel thing ever would have been if that was some other score that somehow I ripped off, like, totally unknowingly, that it was just, it was completely something else. I'm like, ha ha, very nice. And you're like, actually, that was 1978. would have been evil. Hopefully I remember that egregious.
So, very good. Very good, Austin. The first selection is A Little Help from Austin Wintory. You get 1 point. Or 2 points. I'm sorry.
What?
Wait.
I'm already losing.
God, it's like corrupt. I mean, already this
okay.
is like makes quiz. Show,
I know.
Like, child's play. Okay.
All right.
Amin, are you ready for your first selection? Remember, we start out very easy. So you ready?
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
Okay, here
okay,
we go.
Here we go.
I know this is a movie from the 70s. I actually guessed that you would do this before the moment I heard a little help. But to get to the tough stuff, this is the voice of Lisbeth Scott, the music of Austin Wintry for the great masterpiece, Captain Amurad.
Awesome.
Very humble. Very humble.
You're both on the board. Congratulations.
All
it's
right,
gonna be really
point.
Tough when you start playing Amin's scores.
See, at
I do have such a thing in my iTunes.
Of him composing something?
Yeah, of sorts. he wrote a melody which I did an arrangement of for his wedding.
Mm.
For my wife, Claire DeClaire.
Claire DeClaire is the name of the piece. It's really nice. It's like a Chaplin melody. I mean, it's a very old-fashioned romantic. It's really nice.
Well, we will play that the next round.
I think you need to play it for a challenger, though.
Yeah. So anyway, I think you are one of the only, if not the only, repeat composer in the trivia contest tonight. So congratulations.
You have the honor.
I'm trying to figure out what I think the subtext here is. Either one, preemptive pity for pain to come, or two, it's like a big we've missed you, fond, you know, lovey dovey kind of thing.
I would go with number one. No, I'm kidding. It's number two.
Number one. I mean,
let's see how we.
Well,
do.
Your answer is going to really affect if I can get it up or not. So.
Oh,
all
God,
right, here we go, guys.
Are
we ready? Are we ready for the second selection?
Yeah, are we ready? Are you
following
keeping score,
the precedent?
Jamie? Are you keeping score, Jamie?
I'm keeping score. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good.
It.
I'm glad. I'm glad
okay.
someone is on top of things here. Okay,
Austin,
yes,
this
sir,
one
go
goes
for
out,
it.
This one goes out to you.
All right, I'm ready. I know that theme. That's like a very famous. That's like one of these things that's on all these compilation albums. But for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. Too much or too little sleep. I'm jet lagged.
Holy shit! All right.
Okay.
I know it. And as soon as you say it, it'll kill me because I know I've heard it. But I also know that if I sit here trying to think of it, it won't.
You don't want to guess at the movie or the composer.
Well, it's got that kind of, like, you know, sort of late 60s, early 70s sort of a vibe, you know, like the, like Michel Legrand kind of, but I cannot for the life of me think of what it is.
Amin, what do you think?
Well, this is Love Story, but I don't know the composer.
Okay.
But I'm going to take a.
Well, I know the composer of Love Story, but I didn't remember that that's what this was.
This is
go
definitely
ahead,
Love Story. Yeah, this is Love Story. it's not Marvin Hamlisch, is it? No.
No, that's a good guess.
Can we divide this one down the middle? Because I definitely know who scored it because it's one of those trivias of who named the composer known for one thing.
Hey, Austin, your turn already.
No, no. You can give me your answer, but it won't count as a point since
fight
you already passed your category.
Fair enough. I see how it is.
So
well,
what,
I know the composer is Francis Lai because that's one of those funny trivia things that comes up in this situation of who's known for one thing.
But I know
he's
that
got a lot of me. I would have never remembered.
You know someone's music, but you don't know who they are. Like,
he's
I don't
got
know
a new compilation out actually of his best stuff, and I was shocked to learn that he'd done more than just Love Story. I didn't recognize anything else, but it's available now. But
that's funny.
I'm looking to that.
He's kind of like that. What was the guy that did Rosemary's Baby? It's the same story.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? It's a very
impossible
Polish
name.
Christopher Camido.
Camido, yeah, right. Christopher Camido.
Yeah.
Of course, he died very young, so it's not his fault.
All right, my turn.
Your
Hit
turn,
me.
Amin. Here we go.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me just get to the right thing. I don't want to hit the wrong one, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. Okay, here we go.
Funny, such a simple score. It's so effective in the movie.
Yeah.
This is The Social Network. Trent Reznor.
And
Atticus Ross. That's right.
Very good.
That's right. 5 points. 2 points to Austin. 5 points to Amir.
How's that jet lag working out for you?
The friendship of these two.
How's that jet lag working out? Okay, Austin. Here's your next selection, buddy.
All right, here we go.
This is Max Steiner, I believe, because is that correct? Am I right there?
Yes, yes, that is correct.
I just had a Max Steiner compilation in my car that was one of those, I think that's Casablanca.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Thank God I had that in my car so recently. I hadn't, one of the Gerhardt CDs of the rear.
You got it? You got it right, buddy. 4-5 is the score now.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving up.
Good
that's
one.
That's basically
also,
like
most
winning.
Most people would associate, no, most
you're winning
would
like
associate...
Charlie Sheen, okay? All right.
Most people would associate a kiss as just a kiss with Casablanca.
Right.
So kudos to you, Austin. That's.
Thank you. I appreciate your validation.
Yeah, really.
Okay, Amin, are you ready? Are you
talking or what? All right.
Don't forget who walks whose dogs when certain people leave the country.
No,
okay,
I'm saying
okay,
you did well.
Guys.
I'm praising you. You're amazing. Okay.
Are you doing this in the same house, or at least are you in separate?
No. We're in different parts of town.
That's good. I just want to make sure there's no bloodshed. Okay.
Amin, here you go. Here's your next election.
Doesn't mean there won't be.
Okay.
I've never heard this before, but I'm going to take a stab at the composer. It's definitely it sounds like a Golden Age score. I'm going to guess it's Alfred Newman?
That would be incorrect.
Oh, okay. So I don't know what it is.
Austin, any idea?
I don't know the score, but it's. I think he's right in terms of the era. The name that came to mind was Franz Waxman, but I couldn't pin a score.
Okay. The score is Night of the Hunter from Walter Schumann.
Oh,
God,
right. I know the movie. It's a great movie.
That's a great movie. Oh, God.
Yeah, but I forgot the score. Yeah, that's the 1950s, mid-50s.
Yeah. Only great movie Charles Laughton directed, and if any of us were that lucky to make a movie like that and go out on that note. Though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robert Mitchum, so good.
Yeah, great,
oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Austin?
Sure.
Yeah.
Here's,
all right.
Here's your next election, man.
It's the same thing. Like, you know, you sing along to it. Na, 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 na. Can you play it again?
Sure.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that here. We have.
I can't remember if we have the technology.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay.
I can't place it. It's, you know.
You want us to play it again?
Yeah, you mind just looping it for the next hour or so?
You want it as your ringtone.
Yeah, exactly.
Any guess on composer?
Well, you know, it's funny is Newton Howard was the first, but it actually doesn't really sound like him. For whatever reason, that came to mind first, but it's not him. It's I know that theme. Whatever, you know. I don't need to waste time. I can't think of it.
Amin, what do you think?
It doesn't sound familiar, but it did sound a little reminiscent of like early Basil Poledouris, but I think I have every Poledouris score out there that I know of published, so if I were to take a stab, I would say early Basil Poledouris, just because of that little shift going on there, but I don't know what it is.
This is a movie that I actually liked. This was the last romantic comedy that I liked. It's No Strings Attached from John Debney.
Oh, that's hilarious. I sat up there, you know, I share a studio with him, and I sat there while they recorded some of that stuff. I wonder it's familiar. That's hilarious. I would never in a million years have been able to say that, though. That's hilarious.
Okay.
Well, we'll make sure not to forward the link to tonight's show.
to Mr. Debney, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That's probably not good.
Was it
contract? I would never have gotten that. I mean,
no, what do you mean?
No, I was just trying to connect dots. No, go ahead. Yeah, go on.
Right,
ready
the
for
last romantic
for
comedy. The way you said that, you made it sound like this was going to be a romantic comedy from like 1989, or like this is the last good one.
No, I was shocked. I was shocked that I liked it, because you know Ashton Kutcher's in it, and it's a girly flick.
However, Natalie Portman automatically elevates everything.
Yeah, I mean Natalie
she does. She does.
Greta Gerwig. So yeah.
Now, did you see Friends with Benefits? Because I did not, but I heard. From people that saw both, they actually liked it better.
I would agree with that. I mean, they're both good, but I mean, Friends with Benefits definitely you know, is having a lot more fun with it. But I have to warn you, though, it's like, you know, the whole thing was supposed to be the anti-romantic comedy. Not true. That's the one. It's one downside. After all that, you know, all that hype, it's really at the end. At the end of the day, it's still a romantic comedy, but a damn good one, though. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you ready for your next one, buddy?
Yeah. Sorry to get
hit me.
There.
No, you're doing great, man. Thanks
okay,
for running
thanks.
The switchboard. You're all doing
right,
awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea.
That's
that might be
Austin.
My fault.
Oh, that's me plunking away. I know what I know what this one is.
I think we all do. All right, maybe we don't. That's wrong on my part.
Is that it's not that's not the Sting. I mean, it's, you know, the Sting has a different thing in there. But if I'm going to take a stab and say it's the Sting, I think Marvin Hamlisch did this thing, but that's my guess. I might be wrong.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, first off, the Sting...
I know, but I wondered if there's anything else.
Oh, my God,
else.
It's War of the Worlds.
That's Scott Joplin, right?
And Marvin Hamlisch won it all.
Yeah, yeah. So, Austin, what do you think
right,
this
score is? What is it? Austin, what is it? Did
Austin,
we lose
are
Austin?
You there?
Oh, hello? I hear
you. Are you there, bud?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I know we can hear you.
Hamlisch winning the Best Adaptation Oscar for that he's the only person ever, well, he's actually one of only two, but the only composer to win three Oscars in one night.
Wow.
Because they had three categories.
What is this one? I'm curious.
I am so ashamed of you. This is Elmer Bernstein, Ghostbusters. And when I was plunking around and you were like, what was that? It's the amazing love theme that... The Dana's theme, which is
you know
awesome.
I don't know the Ghostbusters score. Is that on
man.
CD even? Is that on like? Is that on CD?
Yeah, yeah. It came out Brez Club, I think, five years ago.
Club. Yeah.
You know what? I love it that you're giving us private performances on your piano.
Too. Yeah, I mean,
you like
that's
that?
Awesome.
We're not. This is pretty incredible.
How does it go? That's how it is.
Wow.
This was what our first meeting was when Austin and I met. We were supposed to meet for half an hour in 2006, and we ended up playing film music trivia on his key. Like, I'd name a score, and he'd play it on his keyboard, and then he'd play something on his keyboard, and he'd say, guess what this is? And 6 hours later, we're like, well, I got to go feed my dogs. We had so much
fun. I could do that forever, too. Do you know Feelings? No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Now, this is the other part. I can sing.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I
want you to sing, and I want Austin to play the piano.
No, we can play the other game, which is, like, I annoy Austin to death
humming,
with. But
yeah.
Humming, and not humming, but I keep telling him, pick a number between 1 and 9 and then 1 and 4. I'm trying to have, like, by heart every Beethoven symphony in every movement.
Oh, that's great.
It's just the way we have the film scores. I'm obsessed with Beethoven these days.
Since I've been doing this Kubrick series, I've become obsessed with him, too. Like, that's all I listen to now. Yeah.
Me, too. That's all I listen to. Okay.
Here we go. Our next selection, Austin.
Wait, what's the score? What's the score? I think we're...
Austin is 6, Amin is 5.
And with that, I actually have to go. So we'll just call it. That's cool.
Okay, you don't get off that easy, man.
You don't get
here
off.
Here you go,
no,
Austin.
No, no. Okay,
here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
Do we lose you again, Austin?
Was the Gosh, I was waiting for Amin to say something. I forgot that last one was a steal. That sounds like David Arnold to me. But I wouldn't. I mean, the only score that it could be, I would think, if it's him, would be Stepford Wise. But I don't remember anything like that from there. But I remember it being kind of vaguely waltzy. But if it's not that, then I have no idea.
Amin, what do you think it is?
I think this is Bernard Herrmann. To me, with the descending, this sounds like Bernard Herrmann. And I'm going to guess, since I'm guessing it's Herrmann, I'm going to guess it's one of the ones that I know less, maybe Obsession?
Oh, that's a good guess.
That
it's neither of those.
That is a very good guess, actually.
But it is Dangerous Liaisons from George Fenton.
Oh, George Fenton, yes.
Oh, man, there's a composer who I haven't listened to in a long time.
Yeah.
Actually, now that you say that, though, I can kind of hear the George Fenton in it based on
yeah.
I know his, like, the Blue Planet and all that stuff is the stuff I know
well,
best.
It sounds like Final Analysis has a nice kind of similar thing, if you know that score, like the waltzy kind of little wacky.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, here's your next one, buddy. Here you go.
Okay, here we go.
John Barry, but I don't know this. Jesus, you guys are pretty tough today. I mean, that's good. I like that because it makes me curious about scores that I don't know. It sounds like either Kaczmarek, Jan Kaczmarek, or John Barry. I'm going to guess it's John Barry, but, you know, you would think I would know what this is if it's John Barry because there's all those.
You know what?
Teams.
Jan Kaczmarek is a really good guess. Like neither one of those are right, but I'll tell you in a second why that's a good guess. Austin, what do you think?
My head's kind of in a similar place, so I'm not sure.
Well, Jan Kaczmarek has composed for Adrian Lyne, and this is an Adrian Lyne film, but it's Maurice Jarre, Jacob's Ladder.
Oh,
sorry, I've had that. Did you take that from me? I bought that album recently, the old Vrez, because I rewatched the movie and realized I didn't own it, but I haven't listened to it yet. It's in my pile. That's funny.
No, I saw the movie, but I never listened to the score in isolation. That's really nice. I mean, I guess in the beginning of the movie and maybe the end, there's the piano stuff, and then the rest is like kind of horror-y.
Haunted, yeah. Think,
that's
right?
Such a great
movie. It's funny because it does sound like, even though this Jacob's Ladder was 1989, the music reminded me of Unfaithful, which is why I said Jan Kaczmarek.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always interesting when you can hear the director as much as the composer.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like with Spielberg.
Yeah, you can also hear John Barry, right? You can hear
the
feeling of a John Barry score with the piano and. Okay, cool. Well, that's a good guess.
We're still 6-5. Austin, you're still...
Hang on to that feeling, Austin.
Hanging on.
Believe me, I am.
So you ready for your next selection, Austin?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Saying this with a lot of confidence, the first thing that came to mind was the Chris Young "Bless the Child," but for some reason is that right?
It is not right, but that's a really original answer.
Well, good thing you're giving out points for that.
Okay. Amin, do you have an idea?
I don't, but I want to take a guess from that. Oh, the choir is interesting there. I mean, I don't know what the movie is, but I want to try to guess a composer from this. That's not Morricone, is it? Because the choir is very strange. I'm going to guess it's a Morricone score, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, it is. Anybody in the chat room guess it? I don't think they have.
Let me take a look. I'm not in the chat room.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. No, that's all right.
No, I am. I'm trying to stick. I don't think anyone's gotten it. No, I don't see.
This is Terrence Blanchard, Malcolm X.
Oh man.
Oh.
He does some good work for Spike Lee. This and
25
Hours.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's doing the new George Lucas
Red Tails,
which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a couple of great scores. The Caveman's Valentine is really good.
Yeah, that is.
Really
25th
like.
Hour is
good
my
movie,
favorite.
25th Hour, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the bank robbery?
Inside
Job.
Yeah.
Inside Man. That's
that
really
was good too.
So our next Best of Composer series, Terrence Blanchard and John Debney will both be on it, actually. And that'll air sometime next month, our interviews with them. We'll replay them in our Best of series.
Did you interview them?
Debney was last year, and Terrence Blanchard was like 2 years ago.
2 or 3 years ago,
I was
going
to say, it'd be really funny if the Debney interview is like, so what was it like working, you know, with Newton Howard's theme on Liar Liar?
Yeah. I think I left that out. Okay.
I mean, he did a great job. You know, that was James's design.
Just humming.
So is that half a point for me?
You could do that, too. Name a movie, and I'll hum the theme.
Okay, how about Malcolm X by Terrence Blanchard?
All right, shall we go on to the next one here?
Come on.
Yes,
don't let us. Jerry's double parked, guys. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go. All right.
This is for me, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
The jet lag's really hit me hard tonight. My earring is still blocked from the flying, so I don't. No, I don't know this one either. But those high arpeggios, which sound like strings, I don't know, sound like a Morricone score. I'm not gonna just keep saying Morricone on everything, but it does sound like something that could be Morricone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is.
Austin, how about you?
That's funny because it reminded me of Goldenthal, like from the Batman, you know, where he has the strings doing the. It sounded like some like drama version of that, like a Time to Kill or something. But I don't know.
So are you going with Goldenthal?
Well, when you put it that way. Sure. I mean, it's either that or Morricone and Sharon, the 0 points.
Which one do you want to go with?
He's telling you to go with Goldenthal, so you should go with Goldenthal.
Thank you.
It's not In Dreams, is it, Goldenthal?
No, that's like sax solos and blah, blah, blah. But,
it has some strings.
Let's say Sphere, because that's probably the one I haven't listened to the most recently.
Sphere by Elliot Goldenthal. Is that your answer?
Sure.
Okay, that is incorrect. It is Elliot Goldenthal. You got a point for that.
Oh, nice.
And the score is Michael Collins.
What?
That's
like
Michael
my favorite
Collins?
Score of his. Shows what a fan I am.
Wait, that sounded nothing like Michael Collins. Where in the track? What is this, like late in the score? Like at the
yes,
end or something?
Yes, it's like in the center or the end of the main theme. Yes.
God, that's hilarious. Because that is seriously what, if people say, what's your favorite Elliot Goldenthal score? I'm such a fraud, apparently.
But see, no, but the thing is, that's you know, like, you know, you say the Michael Collins, and the theme is like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, there's the theme, but then you play the piece that's like hard
yeah,
to decipher.
Yeah, because Sinead O'Connor from that is what I always think of, and then also the Winter Race cue with the massive...
Yeah, with the bagpipes and...
Yeah.
That might actually be on the end theme, actually, that from that track that we just played.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
I didn't play the main theme.
No, you never do. That's why we like it.
Like my favorite. This is my favorite Goldenthal score. And the fact that I didn't get it, I should hang up now and leave.
No.
Well,
please don't.
Well, let's both agree to do that because it's like my favorite too, and I'm ahead.
Okay, so should we do it in Atlanta? We should just let the kids cheat on the test here, give them the answers. We can do they did that in Atlanta for the school system. Why the hell? You know, maybe we can do that here.
No, there's no cheaters.
No. I mean, it's good. It's a good challenge.
These guys are pros.
Only reminding us that we need to go back and listen to music.
Okay, Austin, you ready for your next selection?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's get some Goldsmith in here.
Okay, here we go.
Isn't that funny? I mean, that's got to be Final Conflict, The Omen.
No.
Is it not? It sounds...
I know this.
No.
I know this without even thinking.
So, Austin, do you give up?
I know this in my sleep.
So we can give it to
Amin? It really
Amin,
sounds like that score. I mean, it's not the big Second Coming cue, but there's nothing that... there's nothing that glorious that I remember either of the other Omen scores, and
it does sound biblical, doesn't it?
It does sound, yeah. I mean, I know which part you're talking about, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amin, you have an idea?
Yeah, no. I mean, maybe. I mean, it felt like Goldsmith to me, but maybe I just wanted it. I was trying to will it so.
Yeah. Thank you. It's The Road by Alfred Newman.
Very good.
But, I mean, you've got to give Austin credit, though, because the scene he's talking about in the Final Conflict, you know, the main character does show up. So, I mean, you know, I mean, there is a link.
God concept.
That is
The
Robe by Alfred Newman.
For what it's worth, I never listened to that score as much because I always preferred the Song of Bernadette, but that's... That's that.
Dude, that's an amazing score. That's like,
I knew that. That's why I gave it to you.
I think so.
Amin, you and Austin are tied. This is your chance to edge up and get a lead on him. Here's your next selection.
Better not blow it.
All right, hold on a second. Let me just... Yeah, don't blow it. All right.
I feel like I always come off so bitter and jaded. I'm like the most happy-go-lucky
okay,
guy.
This is, it sounds like Alfred Newman night at the Jamie Duvall show. it's Airport by Alfred Newman.
Very good, man.
That's the opening title.
Someone's back in the game big time.
That's right, baby. Jet lag's over. I'm in London time. LA.
Don't take my flat screen, okay?
See, I liked that score when it showed up in the Elmer Bernstein version from Airplane.
Yes. 7-9 is the score.
How quickly things collapse.
Wait, what do you mean 7 and 9? I thought I had 8, and now I'm 10.
You have not.
Settle down. We were tied. Now we're not. Let's leave it at that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's right.
Bitterness is coming out. Okay.
Austin, this is your chance to tie it up again.
This is your
Here's
chance,
your next
baby.
Selection.
All right, here we go.
Made me feel like made me feel almost like early Horner, you know, like those, like Once Upon a Forest or those early scores.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've heard it, but it's not like instant, like, oh, I know that. But I guess if I had to pick a composer, I guess I would probably say James Horner.
Okay. That is incorrect.
I have a suspicion of who it is if it's not Horner, though, because there's another, I will be quiet for the moment.
Amin, what do you think?
I've heard this a long time ago, because especially the but I'm really lost. It's somewhere, and when you say it, I'm going to be like, oh, I got to pull that album out. I don't know what I can't. I can't remember.
Okay.
I'll venture who my backup, like who the other composer that came to mind was.
Sure.
Bruce Broughton.
Bruce Broughton. That might be Bruce.
Bruce Broughton has a lot like these Rescuer Down Unders or The Boy
Yeah.
Who Could Fly or those kinds
it
of
does
scores.
Sound like,
right.
Sound like that too.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get the point, but it is Bruce Broughton, The Boy Who
Yeah.
Could Fly.
Oh, God damn it.
It's
hilarious. I haven't listened to that stuff in a long time, but at least he had a very specific way of doing those sorts of kids.
Long lyrical melodies that just don't end with two notes. Yeah, he's one of the best with, like, beautiful 80s melodies. You know,
Harry and the Henderson.
Tombstone. Yeah.
Okay.
Tombstone, by
yeah.
the way, one of the best Western scores ever written.
I like Silverado too, and that's another Bruce Broughton.
Yeah.
Okay, Amin, here is your next selection.
Okay, here we go.
Interesting. That last section was that had a Goldsmithian rhythm to it. I don't know the score, and I it doesn't even sound like a Goldsmith score except for the action stuff at the end. But then again, that could be Elmer Bernstein. I'm gonna guess actually from the 70s stuff. Maybe I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna guess it's Elmer Bernstein.
Incorrect. Austin, any idea?
I had the same thought because it sounded like, you know, some derivative Western almost.
Yeah, it's definitely a derivative Western. Wouldn't you agree, Jerry?
This particular movie. It's my favorite movie.
I was being facetious.
I know. Yeah, I know. It is my favorite movie though. So yeah.
Your favorite all-time film?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then I really feel like I should know it, but I don't.
I
mean,
I have like several thousand of them, but yeah, this is definitely up there, but yeah.
Oh, wait, we are on Movie Geeks United.
Yeah, I mean, come on, we can't have one. We can't have one anything with me. Come on. It's like porn stars, you know, I can't have one favorite, okay?
I was just about to say, that so easily takes us back to our origins of this conversation, but
yeah.
I'm glad you did it for me, so I get to remain with dignity and integrity.
You're on this show, you don't have dignity and integrity.
It's true. It was forfeited. I can't think of it's not Elmer Bernstein, and it's not Goldsmith. That's hard to say. No, I'm not sure.
Jerry, will you tell them what it is?
It is The Wild Bunch, Jerry Fielding.
I had a long conversation with Richard Kraft about that, because he was like, he goes, who's the one composer that all soundtrack nerds are supposed to love, but which I don't like any scores of? And that was his trivia question, and the answer was Jerry Fielding. And
I have the album, and I've listened to it several times, but I like you said, it's one of those that I like the beginning of and then kind of just
mm-hmm.
lose track of with the guitar and the... But it's not really very melodic, is it, the score? It's mostly like just kind of guitar and percussion. And
yeah, it's rough like the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I think of all Peckinpah scores, Cross of Iron maybe is the most, catchy is the word, or memorable, I guess.
Yeah,
right,
I tried to pull something from Straw Dogs, and I couldn't really find anything melodic.
No, I don't think...
Yeah, you can't identify that.
There's another Western of his that I bought, but I haven't listened to. It's on my shelf among about 300 others, which is Chato's Land, Jerry Fielding.
Oh, Jerry Fielding. Okay.
All right.
I like the Enforcer, the Clint Eastwood movie.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
pretty badass with the brass and the 70s funk and really awesome. Really
okay,
awesome.
Austin, you ready for your next selection?
Well, yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, here we go.
Oh, come on. Give him the easy stuff.
Okay.
Patrick Doyle, Planet of the Apes. No, just kidding. Not Patrick Doyle. That's like one of my all-time favorite scores, although I haven't listened to that cue in ages.
You make me want to pull it off the shelf now.
The Hunt is one of the... I mean, I think that score stands up against any piece of classical music you could throw at it. I mean, it's just as good as scores get.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right.
Jerry, Planet of the Apes.
Jerry, Planet of the Apes. You got your Jerry, man.
I know.
You know
well,
you
picked a good one.
Finally got him.
I mean,
okay.
if you're gonna pick one.
You're gonna pick one.
All right. Amin, here's your next one.
All right.
Okay, let me make sure I got it. Okay. Here we go.
Can you play anywhere else in that score? Because it was like three notes in there.
This is the most memorable part of this movie.
That does not say much.
Oh God, man!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like the whole world
like
remembers
in pain.
This part.
This is Jerry's second favorite movie, and you. Just,
no, it's not. That. Oh wow! In the chat room, holy shit!
This was one of my all-time favorite movies of the past.
It is.
It was in my top 10 of the past decade. I'm giving you a big clue here, but
the past
wait, can
decade?
You play it one
wow.
more time? Can you just play it one more time? Because it was so hard to really identify
anything.
Yeah,
we can do that for you. Sure. Let me Hold on. Give me a second here. Okay, we're gonna play it right now.
have no clue.
Austin, any idea?
I had some inklings of who the I have no idea what the score is. I had some inklings of who it might be. There was a suspension in there. There's this chord that reminds me of like stuff from the Bourne Identity. That's not that. But there was only like it's actually kind of hard to hear through the phone because it just kind of comes off like for whatever without like a melody to latch onto.
If you had to guess a composer,
actually,
who would it be?
Well, yeah,
no, if you
don't do it, I want to take a guess before you announce it, but I want to take a wild guess after
okay.
You do.
So Austin, would you guess the composer at all for it?
Well, just based purely on instinct, I have no clue what the film is. I feel like I don't. Well, I would say John Powell from that, but I feel like I know all of his scores because he hasn't done. I mean, he's only been around for like 10 years, so.
So what do you want to commit to?
For Phil, I wouldn't. It's like I said, I have no idea.
For your composer answer.
What? Oh no, we'll say John Powell. I mean, you know, if it's not him, then I have no clue who else it would be.
You get a point for John Powell. Amin, what do you think
what?
The movie is?
That's shocking.
Yeah, that's odd. No, then I was going to say The Prestige, David Julian, because what's his name? Is it David Julian? Because it's so, like, you know, stretched out. But since it's John Powell,
Powell. Like, that's funny, because it's not Bourne, but I can't think of, because it's like,
yeah.
I can't think of
I would know.
Drama, like heavy.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Oh, it's United 93, isn't it?
That's what it is. It's the moment of the plane crash, yeah.
You know, I never saw that film, and I don't think I've ever put that album in.
Yeah.
That's probably the only score of his that I wouldn't have been able to get, ironically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard ones here, Jamie. I mean.
Wow, I'm amazed
that
I completely blindly.
Okay, here we go. Our last selection in this round, and the toughest, I think.
Okay.
Austin?
That bar has been set pretty high.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a good game.
Okay.
Wait, what's the
go.
Score?
I'm not giving it until the end of the game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. Here we
this
go.
This is for Austin.
All right.
So is this mine?
Austin. This is,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the first thing that came to mind, funny enough, was Morricone, but I don't know what the score is.
Amin, you have any idea?
It sounds like George Delarue to me, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too.
All right, you get a point for George Delarue.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
The name of the score is Day of the Dolphin.
That's a good movie.
I have never heard that.
But you can hear the Delarue melody, kind of.
Yeah, it's got a little in common with, like, Black Robe, Agnes of God.
Yeah.
Delarue
okay.
is by far the most excellent, if you want to call it that, composer death in the history of Hollywood, dying on the scoring stage after the last cue was recorded for Rich and Love.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is commitment.
That
it
is.
It really is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite
okay.
a story. Amin, here's your last selection in this round. You ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. It's definitely Morricone. It's one of those that I've listened to a trillion times on my
Morricone compilations. Now I'm going to try to decipher which of those, or not decipher, I just kind of have a mixed association of all those spaghetti westerns. So it's Morricone. Let me see. It's either Duck You Sucker or it's... Novecento. Is it Novecento? No, it's not Novecento.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to guess Duck You Sucker, but I can't remember.
All right, it is Duck You Sucker by Ennio Morricone.
Oh, good. Yay.
Wow.
The final score for round one, Austin 10, Amin 12.
Yes. With jet lag.
That's impressive. Okay, hey, Jamie, we got an 804 number on the switchboard.
Yeah, she's just calling to listen in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, round two begins now. It starts out easy like it did before. Theoretically, it starts out easy. So, Amin, I'll let you go first since Austin went first the last round.
So it's both of us again. There's no challengers. I've not been deposed.
No, the first two rounds belong to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the bonus round, we're going to bring on two listeners.
Oh, okay, got it.
And they'll play against each other.
Perfect.
Okay, here you go. I mean, here's your first selection.
Here's your first selection. Here we go. All right.
It's Hans Zimmer, Sherlock Holmes.
Very good. Very good.
Now, if you really wanted to be clever, you would have played...
Austin Winter's arrangement of
My apparently popular, surprisingly, version of that theme that's available as a 99-cent single that I'm posting to your profile so you may giggle.
Awesome.
So everybody go to my profile
so you can check that out. So it's your version of the Sherlock Holmes thing?
Yeah, BSX Records called me and said, this was before the score came out. They said there's a preview track of it online. Would you be interested in doing your own take on it? And the movie hadn't even come out, and so I just listened to it and sort of did a little takedown and did my own very wacky version. I mean, it starts off sort of faithful, and then it kind of goes in its own direction. And
cool.
It's fun. And it's actually sold surprisingly well for just a little 99-cent bit of fun.
All right. So...
All right,
okay.
Are we ready for Austin?
Austin, here's your next selection, Austin. Here you go.
Okay.
Here you go.
Nice. Sneaky the way you come in, like after the initial statement of the theme.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love this. The King's Speech, which was the rightful Oscar winner from last year, Alexander Desplat.
Yeah. Yep, you got it. You're on the board. You guys are tied. See, there's such harmony here at the beginning
because,
of these games.
Yeah, if you come in a little bit after the theme, then your mind is like filling in the gaps.
You're
like,
so
like,
used to hearing the entrance, how it starts.
Yeah.
I love that though. Desplat is great. I mean, I love how he takes such a simple Like, he does, and by changing one note, it's instantly noticeably him. This,
yeah, yeah.
Making it a seventh chord. Very smart. I like him a lot.
That
score
He's great.
Was just perfect. I mean, that would have been such an easy movie to screw up. And the score sounds so simple that it would be easy to, you know, hear it and go, anybody could have come up with that. But I don't think so.
That's what he does. I mean, there's such kind of deceptive simplicity in the scores that he does.
The best
just like
ever
Benjamin,
example
Benjamin
of that.
Button and, yeah.
The best example, I think, of the simplest score that sounds like anyone could have done it, but very few people could have. I'm going to turn this on you now. What's this one? You know it?
God, I know the theme. I can hum the whole damn thing for you.
See, it feels good to be a Nazi, doesn't it?
I know what it
feels
like.
Oh, man.
The shortest best score ever. I honestly would put it in the probably 5 to 10 best scores ever written. For
you know, you tried listening to this too, Jamie.
Tell me what it is.
Castaway,
yeah.
Alan Silvestri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nicholas got it right in the chat room. Castaway. Oh, yeah, of course.
Very yeah,
good,
that, that's another one that
would
have been
I would,
so
I would
easy to screw up. But anyway, on to yours.
All right. All right,
Amin,
one, two.
Here's your second selection, buddy.
Here's your second right. selection. Here we go.
I'm going to take a guess, although the portion of that score that I'm thinking of goes which would be Michael Gore's Terms of Endearment, but this sounds like the same kind of orchestration with the piano and the string kind of jabs in the back, but that's just a wild guess.
So you're going Michael Gore, Terms of Endearment.
Yeah.
Okay. That's incorrect. Austin, what do you think?
The first composer that came to mind was Bill Conti. I can't think of what the score would be. I just recently had something. There was something on TV recently that I was watching.
It's
I
not
like,
my
oh,
score
man.
Then, right?
I should. Well, I can't.
Okay, you got Bill Conti right, and Amin was almost there because it is a James L. Brooks movie. It's Broadcast News.
That's funny. That was on TV recently, too, because you know who has a cameo as the news composer in that movie? Mark Shaiman. He's the movie when they're like, we need a theme for the end of the world. And like, he's in it as an – that's funny.
Okay, Austin's the next one, right? Austin, here's your next selection.
All right, hold on, let me just get to the right one. I don't want to hit the wrong one, guys, because that would just be a nightmare. That would just be
no pressure.
I'd rip that down. I'd be spanking the monkey forever. That would be on, like, loop on here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Austin, you ready?
Let's do it.
All the $200 million grossing movies and give me all the obscure.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, you got
Broadcast,
you sucker.
Broadcast News is barely obscure.
It's coming out. The rivalry's coming out.
Yeah, no, that
I
is
gave,
clearly
I gave
Home
you,
Alone.
I gave you Ghostbusters, man.
That is true.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, I guess. I was not immigrated to America when Ghostbusters had come out.
I would say Ghostbusters is Ivan Reitman's only great movie, but the aforementioned No Strings Attached was apparently very well received.
I'm not saying it's a great movie. I mean, it's
Kindergarten
not one
Kindergarten Cop's pretty good.
I heard you rooting for it against, you know, Aaron Sorkin for Social Network.
Right. Well, that is true.
Here we go.
So, Austin, who composed Home Alone?
Oh, I didn't realize I had to dignify that. I'm sorry, John Williams.
That's why I was vomiting, because you gave him the easy... Okay. Give me John Williams.
All right. All right, so it's your turn again, Sour Grapes. Here we go.
Sour Grape Sleeves.
Here's our third selection going to you, Amin.
Here we go.
All-time heroes and favorite composers, Gabriel Yared, the talented Mr. Ripley.
That's right. See?
See, again, so sneaky, not playing the...
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What a great score that is. Good movie.
Yeah, it really
is.
Oh,
it's a magnificent...
See, I mean, you thought it was all difficult for you, and I knew that that was your hero. And I played it for you. So
did
it's
you
all,
really know? Okay, I didn't know.
It's all fair, buddy. All right. Austin, here's your next one.
Kind of a Hans sort of vibe, but there was a little trumpet thing that reminded me of Horner.
What was that trumpet thing again? Could you do that again?
You need that again? I can't think of what that score. I kept waiting for it to like open up into some recognizable thing. Nothing's coming to mind. Nothing.
Do you have an idea?
Can you play it one more time? Just
okay.
Yeah, well, we can do that for you.
Funny is that ta 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 is a signature Goldsmith kind of progression.
It's clearly
right?
not Goldsmith.
It's clearly, it's not Goldsmith because it's not written. It's not, you know, the shift is not a Goldsmith shift. And but then it also the dun 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 sounded like Elfman, but it's not Elfman either.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be someone who combines those guys.
It's got to be Jerry Elfman, right?
Jerry Elfman or Danny Goldsmith.
There's a thing in there that's very, very Horner. That little trumpet thing is straight out of Horner, and especially with the doing this like, that's that's Joel Horner. That's like right out of Commando, you know. Dun, 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 dun. So that's the temp. I guarantee you Horner, Commando, or the big ambush cue from Clear and Present Danger was the temp.
Okay. You guys have gotten nothing wrong. Nothing right, I'm sorry. And you're guessing.
Here, I'm
going to
take a wild stab based on who I know does the kind of stuff that would be tempted by this. This is totally random. I'm going to guess this is Brian Tyler.
Wow.
Wow, that is...
This is Brian Tyler. It's the Expendables.
I never heard that score, but that's exactly the kind of thing. I've heard him channel this sort of thing a bunch of times, but I don't know that score.
Very good, very good. You don't get points, but that's very good.
No, that's okay. That's
good
okay.
Good guess.
Amin.
There's some stuff kind of like that in Eagle Eye.
We got a tie game, 4-4. Amin, you are up.
Okay,
here we go.
Chat room says it sounds like Ry Cooter. That's exactly what the doctor said to me the other day. Austin, what do you think it is?
It's like an electric version of that The Stand, Snuffy Walden. But I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
It is Into the Wild from Michael Brook.
Oh, I never heard that, despite getting a free copy of it from Variety.
Okay.
I should have guessed
that
you give me all movies under.
That have under a $500 million worldwide gross. You're right.
Well, see, Amin wants to be in the company of people that are making the kinds of box offices his films.
Austin,
Captain Obvious was like a $300 million grosser.
Yeah.
Here's your next selection, buddy, Austin.
Okay,
here we go.
Here we go. Let me make sure I got the right. Okay, here we go.
Obviously, Danny Elfman. I can't place what the score is, though. There's a few of his earlier ones that I don't like Frighteners and scores like that I don't really know as well. But so I don't really know the score. I guess I could pick one at random. But it's definitely Elfman.
Okay, pick one at random.
So this has got to be. This is early 90s. What movies was he doing post-Batman? I can't. I'm drawing a blank on the movie.
Okay. That is correct, Danny Elfman. Amin, what do you think the movie is?
I think it's one of two. Can you play it one more time? I think I know which one, but
okay.
Just to be sure, because this is a 1990 movie. Or it could be a 1992 movie. But can you just play it and I'll tell you?
Yeah. Sure.
But
go.
God help you, it's not a 91 movie.
No, it's either one of two movies. I'm just trying to...
Thank you.
Darkman.
Darkman. That's right.
Man.
Danny Elfman, Darkman.
Well, I was just trying to make sure it's not Nightbreed, because Nightbreed also has stuff in
it. It's the crowning glory of Liam Neeson's career.
Okay, this is the only time I'm going to tell you the score.
But it's funny, because,
round.
wait, that's not the theme from Darkman. The theme from Darkman is, da-da-da-da. This is, I think, like the circus track, right? The one with that goes out of whack or something. It's been a long time.
I think it's part of the theme. I'm not for sure. No,
it's definitely not. This isn't the theme. This was just one of the action tracks on there.
Yeah, I just work here. I don't know. But you guys are tied 5-5, and I'll reveal the score again at the end of the game, but not until then. Don't think about the score. Just think about doing your best.
Doing your best,
okay.
Yeah. Remember, we're all winners at the end of the day. All right. Except
all
when
right.
the bill comes at the end of the month. Okay, here we go.
Amin, this is yours. Here you go, your next one. Okay.
Sounded like someone was moving chairs around. I don't know. It was like an orchestra moving chairs around. I don't know what it is.
I'm sure that composer will find this a very flattering description of his work.
Always, always nice.
Austin, what do you think? Do you have an idea?
The first thing that came to mind is it sounded like Goldenthal's Alien 3.
No.
But
for sure it's not.
But I'm not sure. It was hard to.
This is a difficult one. This is James Horner Wolfen.
Oh
man,
wow. early Horner.
Yeah, that's like one of his first.
Yeah.
It's funny because when it first started, they're like definitely sounded like Horner,
Predator.
Like from that same Clear and Present Danger, the ambush cue, which
mm-hmm.
he's used that gesture a lot. But for whatever reason, my mind drifted away from Horner. Funny.
All right, but Austin, here's another one for you. Here's your next shot, your next selection.
Okay, all right. Okay, here we go.
This is a composer I've had the great pleasure of hanging out with a number of times. Really supremely gifted guy, John Bryan, and I believe that's Eternal Sunshine, although I sometimes get Punch Drunk. I sometimes confuse them. I'm pretty sure it's Eternal Sunshine.
That's what it is. John Bryan, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, he is great.
Yes,
if
is.
You guys say, if you guys would say, what's your weakness in recognizing film scores? What genre? What type of film score?
For me, it's horror because I don't listen to horror scores or watch horror films or like that's like 80s and like early like 80s horror or like horror movies in general, and like some of the newer like I'm not a big follower of like John Debney or Brian Tyler
right.
and those guys. I kind of started to lose interest.
All right, I know you guys have had difficulty with, like 80s type and before synthesized stuff, too.
It's
right?
very hit and miss, you know. I mean, I have thousands of soundtracks, but yet it's so easy to just grab one that, like, skirts so near to things that I know really well and is, like,
right.
maddeningly close.
Well, I know it's challenging for you guys, so I'm giving you four in a row.
So, Hamid, here is your next selection, buddy.
Such love.
Yeah, you can just feel the love. Okay, here we go.
This is, it's funny, I've never seen the film, and I don't have a lot of his scores, but I'm pretty sure this is Dune, because it's very memorable, and I think it was composed by Angelo Badalamenti.
Okay, you're wrong on the composer. What do you say, Austin, about the composer?
Oh, fuck, who did Dune? At this point, I'm just relying on intellect, because I didn't remember that was Dune. I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid, and don't remember the score, and I don't think I own that album.
I own it. It's actually pretty, it's a damn good score.
One of those
know.
That everybody,
I mean,
it's like,
it
people talk about a lot.
Years.
It's like Last of the Mohicans. Mm-hmm. People who, there's people that own that score that are not, like, soundtrack junkies,
right.
You know, and... So it's like it's like it was written by somebody who's
from
like
the trailer actually. It's they used it in the trailer, didn't they? For
mm-hmm.
Dune.
It was
right?
somebody
That's
who's not as known for scores. I know that because it's sort of like the Francis Lyle story, someone who's known for this, but I can't
right.
think of who. I can't think of their name.
All right, I know them as the band that sang that great song Rosanna.
Oh,
but,
Toto.
Yeah.
Toto.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. Okay. Yeah.
I don't
get
the point, but now
you
I
get
remember.
A point for guessing Dune, but...
Yeah,
okay.
But that's right. It was Toto that... Wasn't James Newton Howard on Toto?
Was he? Maybe. He could have been.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sure.
That has an air of familiarity to it.
Yeah. James Newton Howard was part of Toto. I don't know if he was with them... he was a keyboardist... touring with them. I don't know if he was with them when they did Dune. When was Dune? 86, 87?
84.
84.
He probably was.
Okay. Austin, here's your next one, man.
Okay, here we go.
That melody is very, it's like quintessential 80s, sort of like action thriller. All right, can I hear it one more time? It's like on the tip of my tongue.
Sure.
That melody is so distinct.
Okay, here we go. Here.
Hang on, before you answer, I'm just going to say, good job in the chat room, just guessed Mannheim Steamroller. That's funny to me. All right, Austin, what do you think?
I can't think of what the movie is, but, you know, when in doubt in this subject, guess Harold Faltermeyer. Who was
okay.
on top?
You got Faltermeyer. You got Faltermeyer right. Amin, what do you think the movie is?
You know, it's one of those things. I know the movie, and I just don't listen to 80s scores like that. I wanted to say Scarface, but I thought that was Giorgio Moroder there.
Okay. You want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, I'm going to hate myself.
You probably not. It's The Running Man.
That's right. No, I know this.
It's
The Running Man. Because I have it on a tape from the 80s. That's right.
It's the finest score ever to accompany a film starring Richard Dawson. I mean, that's the distinction that has.
Wow, that is quite a distinction. That's what I'll go to bed. I'm going to my grave happy I know that. Okay.
Hey, you know, and Dean in the chat room said that Dune theme that I played was composed by Brian Eno. So what? I'm not sure that that's true, but whether it's Brian Eno or Toto, neither one of you got it, so it doesn't count.
All that matters is what you think the answer is.
Right, right.
In this game, you are God.
Actually, Jerry's God. He's got control of the clips that we're playing. So.
That's true.
We
are polytheistic
tonight. Okay. I thought you were like, you know, back. Okay, shit. Okay, I hope nothing happens.
No, you got it, man. Okay. What do we got? Amin, your seventh selection. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Terrible in that category. Give me orchestra.
Nicholas got in the chat room. That's pretty good.
That was Nicholas. That's very impressive. I am very impressed.
It was the temp track to Tron, the new one. I have no
idea.
That's pretty funny, man. That's very funny.
That is Sorcerer from Tangerine Dream, the William Friedkin film.
Wow. Paul Haslinger.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
Austin, you got it. Here's your next one, buddy.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Are we still in your four in a row Netherworld?
This is the last one, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So I got the bass line. When does the actual thing start?
I've seen adult films with music like that in it.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know. It doesn't even bring to mind a composer.
Amin, what do you think?
No idea.
Okay. It is John Carpenter's Assault on Precinct 13.
Wow.
I guess I should have guessed John Carpenter with that sound, because that sounds like the Escape from L.A. or Escape from New York kind of sound. With the
it sounds like everything he does, yeah.
But it would have been a wild guess, yeah.
We're back to some orchestral goodness here. Here you go.
All right, orchestra.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Strings and oboes and cellos. Okay.
Here we go.
Melody. It sounds like Angelo Badalamenti, because they just honored him at the ASCAP Awards this year, and they played this barrage of his music. And it feels I don't know what the score would be. I don't really know most of his movies very well, other than like the big ones, like, you know, the Lynch, like, mega hit. It's just the two or three that I know. I would guess Angelo Badalamenti on that melody, but I couldn't tell you what the movie is.
Okay, you're right on Angelo Badalamenti. Mean, what do you think about the movie? Oh, hang on. That actually belonged to Amin. That selection.
Oh.
But anyway.
Well, you're welcome, Amin.
You just took one of his points.
No, I would have guessed Badalamenti. I mean, I would have guessed a handful of guys, but, like, that sounds... Wait, this was Austin's. I'm not going to attempt. I don't know what the movie is, but...
Okay. It is The Comfort of Strangers. Really screwed up, really, like, undiscovered classic Paul Schrader movie.
That's a great film. I love that film.
One of the
great
Christopher Walken performances you'll ever see in that movie.
Really?
The Comfort of Strangers. I'll add it to my queue.
Yeah, I had the same thought. Opening Netflix.
Austin, here's your next
selection. Wait. No, this goes to me now.
No, because we started this with you getting the first one, and then Austin, but Austin started
to answer
them. Yeah,
but he had first dibs on this one.
How do you want to play it, Austin? What would be fair for you, Austin? What do you think?
I don't know. It's tough to say. Amin's usually really good at getting the composer, so I feel like he may have been able to get that if I had.
Okay, Austin,
it.
if you get this composer right, then I'll give that point to Amin.
Well, that's incentive.
Okay, well then, go ahead. That's fine.
Go ahead, Austin. Here's your next selection.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a second.
Wait, are these points for my benefit? I'm confused.
If you get the title of the movie, it benefits you, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
Okay, here
that's
we go.
That's the harder part.
Well, because you probably took Badalamenti, which he would have gotten right.
Okay.
I don't know. You tell me,
ladies,
Amin.
Ladies,
would you have gotten Badalamenti?
Okay, here we go. Here's the next selection.
Okay.
At the end. I can't think of it. I can't think of it.
Okay, what do you think, Amin?
I'm gonna take a guess. Just the long stretched notes. Would it be Howard Shore?
It is not.
I don't know.
The score is The End of the Affair from Michael Nyman.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I wouldn't have been able to say that, but that at the very end is very similar to Gattaca. And that was what I was latching onto with that sort of, like, I know I've tasted this before kind of thing.
Which is why you didn't say Michael Nyman.
Well, I think you would have gotten the point, so I wasn't really going to try that hard.
All right, Amin, here's your next selection, man.
Okay, here we go.
I know this. Hang on. It's got the electronic at the end of those. Just haven't heard it in a long time. Give me one second. Let me just think. Wait.
I am so going to pull the sound clip of you humming to yourself.
Oh, believe me, I got thousands of voicemails that I could send you.
Good.
I've got one of Amin doing his impersonation for 10 minutes of the like entire Philip Glass violin concerto.
Oh, well.
Wait. God, this is... Can you play it one more time? Just
yeah, sure.
This is. I'm just not identifying it. Go ahead. And there's the little electronic thing that goes at the end of that track. And there's an electric guitar, I think, in there. What's wait. God, this is going to kill me. Hang on. It's a huge movie star movie. Hang on. Is this a Tom Cruise movie? Or Arnold Schwarzenegger? This is a Tom Cruise movie.
They would all be flattered to hear this.
I love this.
Fuck. Hang on.
10 seconds.
It's one of the big composers, and it's a big movie, or it's a movie that I loved. And it's a score that I haven't heard in so long that it's going to kill me. Wait, you can't kill me. Do you want to kill me? I'll never be on the show again. Hang on.
I really got to pee, so I'm very tempted to take it to Austin.
Wait.
Well, for what it's worth, I can't think of what it is. I mean, I've got a few composers that come to mind.
Don't say anything. Because I know this.
I think it's safe to say that Amin didn't get this one.
Hang on. Please, just give me a moment.
We're breaking his heart.
I know, really. I mean, this is...
Believe me, that's easy.
God, it's a score that I, like...
Okay, I'll give you a hint, but if I give you
a hint,
you don't get the point.
I don't care about the point. I just want to guess the score.
Okay, I mean, here's your hint. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride.
Right. It's Young Guns. It's Young Guns, Alan Silvestri.
Young Guns 2, Alan Silvestri, yes. You're right.
Yeah, of course. Because it's a score I waited for ages, and then it came out. That's like the beginning of the album. Right. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Michelle in the chat room wanted me to keep making you guess. Just draw the suspense.
Sadism.
Okay. Austin,
it's okay right. If I didn't get the points, but
okay,
I just have to guess.
All right.
Here's your next selection, Austin. Do you see it on there? Did I upload this one?
I don't know. Let me give me a second here. You know, I don't think you have it on here.
I didn't think I did either. Go with the one that, if that's not on there, go with the one that I asked you to delete off the list that's still uploaded.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we'll do that. Here. All right, here we go.
Actually been played on a previous Name That Film Score show between the two of you.
What? then it should be obvious if I know it. That I know that this is very familiar. There was some harmonic. Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure thing.
I just realized what this was. This was like the one score that Chris Lennertz knew that Amin didn't, if I remember correctly. When that showdown went down, is this the Howard Shore? It's a Cronenberg, not Existence. Those are always my favorite scores of his, is the David Cronenberg movies. Is this the Crash?
That's what this is, yes.
Ah, fuck, that's awesome. It's funny, I was talking about Howard Shore today, and I found myself perusing through old stuff of his, and I know I hit on this. Oh, man, I would have shot myself if I didn't get that.
the very last one, guys. The very last one.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
And the hardest of all. The hardest of all.
Yeah.
This next one comes courtesy of a very special lady, because I asked her, what's the hardest stumping score I can give them? And she recommended this one. I don't even know this one, but here you go.
Here we go. We're going to play.
I mean, this is yours. Right.
I don't know it, but the influence clearly is a 70s Morricone, so I'm going to guess that it's a 70s Morricone score, but I don't know the movie.
Austin, any idea?
No, I had kind of a similar thought, but nothing I can improve on that answer with.
Okay, it is Cannibal Holocaust from Riz Ortolani.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
That does not sound like a Cannibal Holocaust.
Never heard of the movie either.
Didn't Cannibal Holocaust is a very, very famous horror film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because I've had discussion, the guy that made Grace, Paul Sollett, and I have talked about that film at
mm-hmm.
length. But I don't remember Riz Ortolani. Didn't he do? I have one score of his. What the hell is it? And it's very similar
idea.
To that. Funny enough.
Yeah. He makes great pasta, but that's all I know
about. It's very, the biggest bundle of them all. That's what I have of his. It came on the same album as Ryan's Daughter from the old Chapter 3 records.
Wow.
That's
and,
quite
it's similar, like very lush and beautiful, and that's...
A lot of these older horror movies, they have very lush, beautiful scores.
Yeah, like we talked about Rosemary's Baby.
Right. Okay. Austin, here's your last one, man. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sure, though. I I don't think I'm going to get it if I keep mining my brain. It's not familiar enough.
Okay. Amin, do you have any idea?
Nope.
Okay. It is Troll from Richard Band.
Mm. That's funny. Had
that
lunch with him recently.
Richard Band.
Wow.
Yeah,
he's the guy I'm talking about. Like, very melodic, lush scores for a lot of these movies.
Yeah, he gave me a stack of his albums, and I was listening to the Reanimator, the score that in the credits says, with humble apologies to Bernard Herrmann, because it quotes so recklessly from Psycho. Really
you
nice
want to know
guy.
The final score of the second round?
I think
round.
Austin won this one.
Surely not.
Amin, you got 6.
Jeez. You killed us.
Austin, you got 11.
11.
Wow, holy shit. Well, that just doesn't feel right.
It's a jet lag.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's shocking. I mean, especially considering that usually it's like final score, Austin 7, Amin 34. Like,
Aaron,
just generally, we didn't do very well.
Nicholas, what's your area code? Because I have several calls in the chat room. I need to know which of the numbers belongs to you so we know to pick it up. Anyway,
You get the by the way, Jamie, did you get the gold standard? Was that able to come through?
I did, and we're going to close the show with that. Explain to us what this is, first of all, so our listeners can play along.
The Golden State Pops, which is an orchestra I've worked with a number of times. They're an orchestra here in L.A., and they do these hybrid concerts. You know, they play classical music, film music, video game music. They're the official L.A. orchestra for Video Games Live, and just awesome group. And they were doing a Goldsmith tribute this year, and so I told them, I called up Steve Fox, the conductor, and I said, you know, I'd love to do a salute to Goldsmith in a way that I've always fantasized about. You know, Goldsmith being my number one guy by far, and hence his conspicuous absence, I think, on these things. So what I did is I took I took a bunch of my favorite themes of his. It's like 20 different films, I think it's 20 films, 21 total quotes, because one of the films I quote two different themes from, and made this like 6-minute sort of piece out of it. And we didn't put what themes were in the program. So I conducted it, and then I basically said, okay, everybody go follow Golden State Pops Orchestra on Twitter or whatever, and we're going to upload a recording, and whoever can get it will win some stuff. So
BSX Records
gave like $150 soundtrack gift certificate for buying on their website, and they got like season tickets and stuff. And what I put it on saying, okay, you have 3 weeks to get it, and like within 8 hours, someone got it. It's amazing.
Cool. So you put this all together. It's 20 different Goldsmith themes. So the objective for our listeners, as we close the show with this after this next round, listen to it, see how many you can get correct. Would you post the video of this on our Movie Geeks page that you're a fan of?
Yeah. Do you want? There's two different videos on YouTube. There's the contest one that doesn't reveal what they
I
are.
I love the one
people
that
who
doesn't
play it.
That doesn't reveal it, yeah.
Correct, yeah, because there was a second one that a fan did who came to the concert that was the coolest thing ever, where he actually took footage from all 20, and some of these are pretty obscure, you know, how Goldsmith was. Some of these are, you know, great scores to virtually unknown projects. And he actually made, like, a video, music video using footage from all 20 films.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
If you could post that, our listeners can play that aren't listening live tonight. They can play on our fan page. Go on our fan page, Movie Geeks United, on Facebook. Also, go to Austin's fan page, too. We're fans of him.
Very kind of you.
So should you. Guys, Amin, Austin, you guys want me to mute your lines? Do you want to hang on for the next round of five?
Yeah.
I'd love to listen in. I want to hear what other you came up with.
Okay, I'm going to mute the two lines, and I'm going to bring out our next two contestants, and then I'll bring you guys back up just to say bye at the end of the show right after
this, okay? No problem.
Okay, here we go. Dean and Nicholas are two listeners this evening that are participating in our Name That Film Score show, the bonus round, five each. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Nicholas, you've been slaying them in the chat room tonight.
Yeah, you've been doing an awesome job in there, man.
Oh, I mean, Nicholas is just way ahead of me. He's going to kill me. So.
Oh, you never know how the dice will roll, my friend.
Exactly. He needs to sucker it up a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Our bonus round. You each get five. Wait until the end of the clip to reveal your guess. 1 point for composer, 1 point for the film the composition comes from. And we will start with Dean. Dean? Dino, baby, here is your first one. Here you go, man.
All right.
Sorry, Jerry. My switchboard's back up now. Finally,
okay.
The end of the show. I'm sorry, buddy. You've done awesome work.
No, thank you. I'm glad I could help out.
Flawless.
Jerry's doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
That's Harold Faltermeyer, of course, and that's from Fletch, isn't it?
That is from Fletch, Harold Faltermeyer. See? Nothing to worry about. Here you are. You're on the board. 2 points.
Yeah, really. I mean.
All right.
Okay. Nicholas.
Yes.
You ready, my friend?
Hopefully.
Okay, give him hell, man. Here you go. Here's your selection.
Probably incorrect on this, but the only thing that's coming to my mind is Doc Hollywood by Carter Burwell, and I think I'm incorrect.
Wow, that's an interesting choice. Dean, what do you think?
I know the answer.
Okay.
It's John Barry, and it's from Midnight Cowboy.
Right. Now, neither one of you are in the chat room, correct?
I am not looking at chat room. I would not do that.
I believe you guys wouldn't. But just to make sure. Just
it wouldn't
so
be
our,
any
but,
fun if I was doing that. Why would we do that?
Dino, here's your next one. Let me see. What do we got? Here we go.
I have to tell you that I'm being very honest here. It was very, like, muddled on my end on the phone here.
Your phone's
and
clicking
heard,
bad, too.
I heard a lot of, like, you know, sort of pow sounds in it. And even though it's very muddled, I mean, very muddled.
Now that we have all those caveats, what do you think it is?
Well, can you play it one more time for me?
All right, here we go.
Here. I'm just gonna like give my one guess that I have, which is James
Horner.
Whoa,
the echo.
For Glory.
James Horner for Glory. You've got James Horner right. Nicholas, what's the movie? You know it?
I knew it wasn't Glory. In fact, I was thinking it was more along the lines of a James Newton Howard score, but I actually have, if I were to guess, maybe one Horner movie, maybe In Country.
Okay. This is an iconic score in that it's used constantly in movie trailers.
That's true.
Yes, it is a movie trailer thing. Definitely.
Yeah, it's Courage Under Fire.
Oh,
interesting. Okay.
Okay.
But I got a point for that.
You did get a point for that. Nicholas, you got to get on the board, man. You were slaying them in the chat room.
You were.
I mean,
I
can get the harder ones, though.
Here.
Oh, yeah, you're getting the harder ones. All right. All right, here we go. Nicholas, here's your next one. Here you go. All right. Not Dave Grusin. Dean, what do you think it is?
Oh, man.
God, this is
I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss. I have no guess at all.
Okay. It is what Nicholas guessed for the previous one, James Newton Howard. And the movie is Dying Young.
Oh, my gosh.
With an assistant.
I'm shocked.
Assistance by Kenny G on that one.
Oh, wow.
How could you not get something that involves Kenny G?
I would never have gotten it, Jamie.
Okay.
When are we going to have an Isaac Hayes score on here? All right, go ahead. All right.
All right. Dean, we keep pace with Kenny G. And Isaac Hayes is far too funky for us.
This is way too light a show for Isaac.
Yeah, we're as white bread as it gets. All right. Your next selection, Dean. Here you go.
Oh man, that's a beautiful score. I you know, it's kind of heartbreaking. The first thing that pops into my mind is Christoph Komeda for Rosemary's Baby, but I don't think it's way too late for that. I mean, it seems like it's from the late 80s, early 90s. So, oh man, I would. But it also sounds a little bit like Alexander's Plot too. So it's like, oh boy, I don't know. I'm just guessing Alexander's Plot for the composer, and that's it.
All right, Nicholas, it is not Alexander's Plot. Who is it, and what movie is it from? You know.
The only thing that I can think of is John Barry is the composer, and Body Heat was the only movie that came to my mind.
It is not. It is John Ottman, The Usual Suspects.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, man.
I just love to hear the sound of you both deflating.
I know. I have to say, you have really stepped up your game tonight on this show. I feel like for the main contestants on this show and for us as well, I feel like you've really stepped up the game and really tried to make it very, very challenging. And I think the main contestants would agree as well.
I'm here to torture all of you.
Yes, but you're doing a good job.
This isn't very torturous, this next selection. Nicholas, you should get this, man. Come on. I have faith in you, buddy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I know for a fact Amin would get this. So, here we go.
This piece of music is the first piece of music, I think, for the climax of the story I'm writing now. It's Michael Kamen, Die Hard.
Good job,
very
man. You're
good.
On the board.
Wow.
Very good. Awesome.
All right. All right, Dino.
Yes.
Here's another toughie. Hang on. Where is it? I got it right here. Here you go. Here's your next one.
It's a theme that instantly makes you want to, like, break down and weep. I would say John Barry's score.
Okay. This is the music from Schindler's List. You didn't know he did an all-synth score for Schindler. In keeping with the period.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I think of when I think of
okay.
Wow.
Not going there.
Yeah.
No, but
it's
John Barry, right?
No.
It's not John Barry. I was going to say John Barry from Mike's Murder.
Mike's Murder, that's a good guess, and they released that soundtrack. Nicholas, what do you think it is?
I am probably going to kill myself because I know this piece of music. I've seen one movie, and I can't put the music to the movie. And oddly enough, the only other movie I can think of is I'm thinking Jerry Goldsmith and Sleeping with the Enemy.
Oh, that's a good guess. But it isn't. It is Jack Nietzsche, Jewel of the Nile.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful score.
The love
theme,
Jewel of the Nile.
Back
when Kathleen Turner was a woman.
She'll probably be calling in next week.
Before she became a linebacker.
Oh, my God.
All right. Kathleen Turner.
Okay. So what are we on? Nicholas, here's your next selection. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
That's a big stumper for me.
Any guess of composer?
Well, you're making me want to go the John Barry route again, but I think I'm probably going to just... No, you know, I am going to guess John Barry, because that sounds like a John Barry score.
Okay. Dean, John Barry is not correct. Do you know who it is and what movie it's from?
I'm going to guess a movie that's the first movie that just popped into my head, which is, and I don't know the person who scored it, but I'm going to guess Steel Magnolias.
You know, I almost put Steel Magnolias on this list, but Steel Magnolias
should have
is,
because
yeah.
Earlier they were guessing that like crazy.
Yeah, Steel Magnolias is like da, 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 da. I don't know how it goes. I'm not going to sing it for you, but
sure,
it's not that. It is Ennio Morricone, Cinema Paradiso.
Oh, which was a very good score, actually, if I remember. So now, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your last one, guys.
Tonight, you know.
Your last one, guys. Are you ready for your last one?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Dino, we start with you. The last one and the most challenging. Here you go. Any day now, it'll start. I promise you. I'm holding out the suspense.
Is it
I'm
the
pressing.
Song, Any Day Now?
Here you go.
I think I might know this. Is it Nino Rota?
It is.
And it's 8.5.
Very
right.
Good.
Very good. One of my favorite movies. There it is, 8.5, Nino Rota.
Great score.
I'm dead.
He wrote a great many scores.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, he was brilliant. I mean, like, when you go back and take a look at even his score for something like Knights of Cabiria.
Mm-hmm.
But then you take a look at, of course, The Godfather, which was in contention. You know, it was disqualified from Oscar contention because there was some concern that he might have taken his score from The Godfather from another one of his movies, so it was disqualified.
Right. Well, then Ennio Morricone would be disqualified every single time. I just want to repeat, Nino wrote a lot of scores. I just told a joke. Nobody got it. All right. Nicholas, are you ready for your last one, man?
Yes.
All right, here you go. This is a toughie, man. Here you go. Correct. Do you have any idea what the composer is?
There's a movie called Wow. That would be a great movie title, by the way.
I can't think of. If I were to guess, though, In the Line of Fire, maybe, and I believe that's Morricone.
Mm. What would you guess, Dean?
I would guess, you know, when it comes to orchestral scores that don't really have any kind of theme to it, but really have an excess of feeling or of trying to convey some kind of feeling, I always like revert to The Mummy.
The Mummy?
I don't know.
Okay. It's not The Mummy.
I have no idea.
The answer is Charles Bernstein is the composer. The movie is Cujo.
Oh, wow. I never seen Cujo.
I love your very inventive choices of movies and themes this time around. I really think that they're incredible.
You really stomped everyone, man. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Dean, you remember how you came into this game tonight? You're like, oh, God, Nicholas is going to slaughter me. Here's the final score. And, Nicholas, you've been on fire all night, so it's not. I'm not saying anything detrimental to you because you've proven yourself tonight in the chat room. But Dean has 7. Nicholas has 2.
2?
Yeah. Dean, you won, buddy.
I'm completely shocked.
And what is that?
Rosa and 8.5 that really killed it for me.
I mean, Dean didn't win Jack, but I mean he won the title. He's not taking anything home with him. But
oh, okay, we don't give out.
Hey,
you
take a pyre on the line now.
Let me bring back to Amin and Austin. Guys, how did you guys do in that?
John Barry.
It sounded like John Barry. I mean, it made me want to weep.
You shouldn't have missed Cinema Paradiso. That's all I got.
Amin played that music in his wedding.
Oh, well.
Oh,
all right, guys. I've enjoyed tonight so much, but I'm not lying. I really have to pee, so I got to end the show.
I bet you do. It's been 3 hours
God.
Now.
Oh, man, it's the only time of the week I have a Mountain Dew during the show, and I'm regretting it.
That'll learn you.
All right, so I'm gonna indulge the racehorse in me and end the show with Austin's Jerry Goldsmith compilation. See how many of these 20 titles you can guess from these themes. And if you need to listen with better audio quality, you can do so on our fan page where Austin will repost
it. Yeah, I just posted it on your profiles as well.
Yeah.
On
cool.
Facebook.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
The secret one. If you type my name into YouTube, there's a separate video that has the answers with all the cool footage. That's a different title, but it's easy to find.
Seriously, Jerry Austin, I gotta pee like a racehorse. Let's end this.
Jerry Goldsmith.
All right, be gone with you.
Film scorer of all time. That's all I
That's
have
right.
to say.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, have
Amin,
a good one. Thanks for having us. It was really fun.
Oh, yeah, well,
it
thank
was
you,
great
man.
Fun. Thank you. We love all you guys. So thank you guys for participating. Jerry, thanks for the great switchboard operation.
No problem. And everyone have a great night. Thank you.
And we're
all
closing
night,
with the. Good night, guys.
All
we're
right,
closing
have a good
with
one.
The. You too, guy. We're closing with the Jerry Goldsmith compilation. Jerry, thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you. And Sunday night.
Sunday night, we're back. Heather Langenkamp.
Okay, cool.
From Nightmare on Elm Street, Sunday night. Join our fan page at Facebook. Join our Twitter at Movie Geeks Unite on Twitter for the latest updates. And if you want to be a contestant on a future episode of Name That Film Score, drop us an email at moviegeeksunited@yahoo.com. All right, here's Goldsmith. Thanks, guys. Oh, sorry. That's Ghostbusters.
All right,
wow.
Good night, guys.
Okay. Here's Goldsmith. Good night.